WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When the siege of Sarajevo started, Adamir Kenevich picked up his camera and started videotaping the war. He organized a group of filmmakers and film students to do the same. They call themselves the Sarajevo Group of Authors, known by the acronym SAGA. These video makers risk their lives to document life under the siege, taping everything from a wedding to the dead bodies of a family shot down while waiting in line for water. With the help of the UN, Kenevich came to the States last October for a screening of his group's videos at the New York Film Festival. That's when we spoke with him. He told us that when the festival was over, he planned to return to Sarajevo, where he was, believe it or not, organizing a film festival for later that month. Kenevich is a professor of film in Sarajevo. I asked him if it was a natural impulse to start videotaping when the siege began.
I just couldn't be passive. And I was mad at somebody keeping me at prison without any trial or without any obvious guilt. And I just wanted to react on that. Well, my reaction, of course, could be lots of different moves, but I just assumed that the best thing is to try to document what we could document in from our point of view.
What is your typical day like now in Sarajevo? Do you have anything that you could call a typical day?
Yeah, well, we just... first of all, I live in a downtown, and I'm a refugee in one of the apartments, which where I live with a couple of my friends. My house has been captured by those on the mountains because it was out of the city. And I usually just you know, in Sarajevo, you just go on different hunts. You hunt for the water, then you hunt for the food, then you just try to help other people, your friends, your relatives, your father, and so on, to find something, you know. People just roam around, you know, trying to find something, you know, flour, humanitarian aid. So we just then go to our SAGA office. We live in a kind of commune, video commune, TV film commune. We just all my friends, filmmakers, students. Some of them are living over there. Some of them are just coming in the morning, 9:30. Then we just go. We have a shooting every day. One crew, two crews, three crews. We have editings every day. And now, exactly this time, we are finishing the editing of a film which we made following the Susan Sontag, who was making Godot, Waiting for Godot in Sarajevo. It's going to be, I guess, fascinating document about how you make a play in Sarajevo while actors are waiting for the food, waiting for the water. Some actors... wives are waiting for the kids, waiting for the eventual support from the outside world and so on. So we mainly work all day long. We just work and try to communicate with the outside world.
If you didn't have work, if you didn't have film, do you think you'd lose your mind?
Well, I didn't say we didn't lose our minds, but... I think the work helps to preserve the control of at least you know some of the parts of the mind, you know. And I think we think under the situation we are in, we just think that it's inevitable to work because we want to not only to show the world now what's happening and show the world the state of minds of filmmakers also, but we think and we are definitely sure that we have to preserve these documents which we have now more than 100 hours for the next decades to come, with, because this period, unfortunately, in the place where I live, will be probably subject of investigations for the next decades.
When the Sarajevo Film Festival that you're organizing starts later in October, what kinds of outside movies will you be bringing in? What seems most appropriate to show now in Sarajevo?
Well, everything seems appropriate to show in Sarajevo. I mean, we just want to assure everybody that we want to keep on living normally. We just don't want to make any kind of revolutionary statements, nor any kind of new democratia thing or
Big manifestos.
No. We just want to say that we just are like other people. We never thought nor dreamt that we'll be kept in prison like animals in zoo. You know, so we just want a normal life with normal selection of movies.
Are you going to bring in comedies? Does it feel...
Of course.
Does it feel like wrong to laugh at a time like that? Or does it feel like, well, that's what you need?
No, it's wrong. It's not wrong to laugh in Sarajevo. In Sarajevo, people always have been making jokes. And even now, and the most often they make jokes about Sarajevo. Like this one, the latest one, was the difference between Auschwitz and Sarajevo. And the difference is because Auschwitz had gas.
Oh, God. Oh, gee.
Filmmaker Ademir Kenovic recorded last October. He held his film festival in Sarajevo as planned in late October and early November at a large movie theater which was reopened for the occasion. According to the Soros Humanitarian Foundation, which helped fund the festival, several well-known actors were ready to make guest appearances if the UN enabled them to travel in a convoy as journalists, but the UN declined. On tomorrow's Fresh Air, we continue our retrospective featuring some of the people who inspired us in 1993.